This is Shijaz FM, a daily radio show that goes out across Kenya alongside a monthly comic book. It's broadcast in Sheng, a slang mix of English and Swahili that's become the language of Kenya's youth. Shijaz means heroes in Sheng, and that's what the comic book and radio show are about, championing role models who give help and advice to young Kenyans. You're listening to DJ B. He's the geeky, dreadlocked and bespectacled main character in the comic books. He left school with no job, but he's into electronics and computers and broadcasts a pirate radio show from his bedroom. He wants young Kenyans to get ahead, to demand more of their government, to live together peacefully.
My name's Paul Peter Kadesh. I'm a writer and I work with Shijaz FM.
Kadesh is also the voice behind DJB. Their lives run parallel. No surprise, as Kadesh draws on his own life experiences when writing.
DJB is a hustling Kenyan guy. Kadesh is also a hustling Kenyan guy who has like completed his Form 4 level education and has to find a way of surviving. That is true for many young Kenyans because after they finish schools, they have to struggle to find themselves a living. I represent in reality what DJB does.
Growing up in Mathari, one of Nairobi's toughest slums, Kadesh's options were bleak. He could join a gang, get into drugs, or become one of the idlers the comic caricatures, guys who get paid by politicians to do their dirty work. But he doesn't.
And that's where I grew up, living with young people, friends who later would come to be killed or maybe shot dead because they were in the robbery act. They joined the wrong gangs. When I completed my high school learning, I was lucky because at that time I was in so much art by then because I had grown up in church doing the art, writing, acting, directing the plays there. So bottom line, I discovered that I had the talent. And then this other talent that came along, that is the writing skill. And that helped me a lot when I cleared school.
Nikianza, Pink Chicken. Ha! Munakumbuka!
In this chapter of the comic that Kadesh has co-written, Charlie Pele, the accident-prone, football-mad country boy, is battling to protect his chicks from predators. A die-hard Manchester United fan, Charlie Pele is dyeing his T-shirt red. But by mistake, he dyes his chicks pink. To his amazement, the Hawks don't touch his chicks.
When we shared this story, when the comic book went out, many people didn't think it's practical, but they've tried it, and people had, like, afterwards started even sending pictures of them trying, and they say it works, and other people should try it.
I'm sitting in the tranquil wooded garden of Shijaz headquarters in Karen, a leafy suburb on the outskirts of Kenya's capital, Nairobi. Rob Burnett, director of Well Told Story, the consultancy producing Shijaz, explains why the comic book and radio show have captured young Kenyans' imaginations.
We kind of knew that there was a gap. Basically, there are 30 million Kenyans under 30. There was no one doing exciting, intelligent stuff in that space for young Kenyans.
Kadesh is involved in the writing of the drama and writing of the comic and the storyline. And do you think that's because he can draw on a lot of his parallel experiences?
Kadesh is a wonderful guy, and he knows the audience. He knows the people we're talking to. He's a leader in his community. You walk down the street with Kadesh, everybody knows him. Everybody under 20 thinks he's a hero.
By tapping into the social networking world of Facebook, Twitter and SMS texting, DJB and Charlie Pele are morphing into reality, and they're building links between communities that have never existed before.
Shijaz has created a platform that wasn't there before, and that is the link of a person in the urban center to one who's living deep in the rural area. DJB communicates to these people.
The lines between fiction and reality have well and truly blurred. Kadesh and DJB, they're both after the same thing anyway. They want young Kenyans to grab the moment and to realise their potential. Victoria Averill, Deutsche Welle Radio, Karen, Kenya.